This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Little Bear's Two Caves, written by myself, Joaquin A. Figueroa. Little Bear's Two Caves help children who have been either directly or indirectly impacted by divorce and separation. It helps them focus on the individual time spent with both mommy and daddy, respectively, in their own caves. You can purchase Little Bear's Two Caves on Amazon. They have the Kindle version or the paperback version. The paperback will be delivered to your home in as little as 2 weeks. So please give the gift of understanding and order your copy today.
Welcome to the Asylum Podcast. Broadcasting from the Asylum Studio in the 585.
Welcome to the Asylum Podcast, the most prolific podcast in the world. And as always, I am your humble host, Joaquin Figueroa.
Yes.
Today, I am blessed in the studio to have these two young ladies. You've seen them all over Instagram. Their products are all over the place. They're marketing their fitness. They're keeping everyone in Rochester fit. It's the ladies of EE Fitness.
Yes. Shout out to the EE community.
Shout out to the EE community, which is vast. It's a big community. Everyone is rocking their stuff. Everyone is getting the workouts in, eating their food. Yo, they have everything covered.
It's growing.
It is. Growing. Yes. Yeah, but you have a very strong following, I can tell. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing to see because you may not remember, but I remember way back years ago, I first was introduced to you ladies through Landy.
Brother-in-law.
Yeah. You did a photo shoot for some clothing my brother was a part of.
Elegant attire.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. You know, you rarely see twins in general. Right. So, like, mm-hmm. You stuck out.
That always strikes out to people.
Yeah. Right. Because you don't really see them like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So twins, and then, you know, you obviously, it seems like you started, like, in fashion. How did you work your way into fitness, or has fitness always been a part of it? Has it, like, were you thinking about, like, yo, fashion is my thing? Because right now it seems like both worlds have mixed.
You know what's so crazy? I never really thought about the fashion part of it because we've always been focused on fitness. Mm-hmm. And then, like, obviously, since we were so into it, we got into the fashion part about it. Mm-hmm. But we've always loved dressing up. And, like, today we're wearing our fitness clothes, but we kind of dressed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It just always blended.
It blended. Yeah. It just happened.
But fitness was always first.
Yeah. Always first. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we wanted clothes to
wear,
make
to
us
the gym.
Feel, yeah, make us feel confident, make us feel who we are as and persons at the gym.
That's
yeah.
huge. I think, like, most people, at least, and I don't know too much outside of Rochester and whatnot, but a lot of people in Rochester kind of neglect the fitness stuff. Like, when it comes to clothing, it's your usual stuff, right? Like a hoodie, right. Something like that. And I remember, I think we talked before because I wanted to interview you ladies way back when
our first collection dropped.
Right, yeah. Right. And it just seems like you're taking it very serious. Because, like, even right now I'm wearing yes. a hoodie. And it is so comfortable. It's, like, such a soft material. Yeah. It's great. I'm a little bigger now, so it's like I felt like, oh, will it fit? Is it gonna be that athletic?
No, we made sure it was oversized.
Like, oh, it was great.
Yeah, we made sure the shoulders were drop shoulders so they can have, like, just a looser look to them.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
just something to throw on.
And the women love it too, so mm-hmm. it worked for both ways.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I put this on. I was like, oh. Should I just give this to, like, my girl? But it may not fit. It may be, like, too oversized for her. But no, it's definitely great, great quality. So that was another question that I wanted to ask you, because business people in general, right? Yeah. Entrepreneurs. One thing that everyone's trying to jump into it, especially with, like, Instagram and Facebook and all of that. You guys seem to take the branding serious. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that people don't really think about that, mm-hmm. right? The materials, right. The logo.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything plays a major part in success. And you know, for me, like, when I'm thinking of a logo or something like that, I'm like,
overthinking it.
When this blows up, mm-hmm. will this stand
next to something that's like a bigger brand right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's how I thought. Is that like kind of like how you think when you come up with your stuff?
We try to go for something more just like bold and straight to the point. Ideally, like your logo evolves too within mm-hmm. time. So we just look for something that we went with the new EE because we had a different EE that was like flipped. It was like an E and it had it like frontward and backwards.
Which is similar to that. It was just more solid.
Yeah, it was more solid. We switch it to that logo because ideally that could go on a men's hoodie or like some on different articles of clothing. The first brand, like the first logo we came out with, it had like fitness under it. That's not really transferable to different pieces. Like you wouldn't want to put that on
everything,
a hoodie or like on the side of a sleeve. Mm-hmm. That logo is a little bit more transferable. So we know that.
So, but when it comes to branding though, like let's say like we literally, we want to make sure everything looks clean, mm-hmm. everything looks presentable. Even our studio, like we don't have a lot of equipment in there, but it's what we need.
Yeah. And
kind of like a minimalist idea when it comes to our branding and everything else. We have a great team too that helps us with that.
Okay.
We do most of the promoting and things like that, but there's a lot of people behind us who help us with the media and things like that. So.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
So you have like a whole team.
Definitely.
It's always like a
team. It takes a team.
Do you have a team or would you say it's like all you?
Oh, it's all you.
No, it's for the most part, it's all me.
Yeah.
At first, I had a friend of mine who's into videography and things like that. And he helped me out. So he did a couple videos. And that kind of like pushed me into
getting into
getting into videos. And then when he couldn't help me anymore, he probably did a few like little promos.
Yeah.
Then when he couldn't help me anymore, I was like, well, now I have to figure this out because I can't take a step back.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
So a team definitely helps when it mm-hmm. comes to like social media, mm-hmm. social media presence, like just keeping stuff coming out.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's tough.
Consistency is tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's major key for Instagram, for social media,
for everything. Yeah.
And I can already tell because I can tell that like you have a good team behind
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
Because like with me, like I'm older, like I have a family, I'm the only person I have to come up with videos. Luckily I started a second podcast where I involve a couple of my friends and they kind of took that one
good,
but
right.
this is all me. The space was all little by little. That's the one good thing that came out of COVID is I had
for
time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Time
a lot
to
of
build.
Good things came out of COVID.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
And I wanted to touch on that with you guys too because I think like everyone in the world right now is thinking about the negative stuff that has come from COVID.
Yeah.
Right? And obviously there are a lot of very bad things that have come. However, like my last episode, I started talking about like patting yourself on the back, giving you your flowers while you are awake. Like everybody talks about giving somebody else flowers.
Definitely.
Give yourself your flowers. Mm-hmm. So just like, and I can tell you guys grew in that time.
Yeah,
while,
definitely.
You know, while certain things, like people are looking at it in a negative way,
mm-hmm.
you obviously saw it as an opportunity to kind of just move forward.
It kind of created our biggest opportunity, to
be honest. Definitely, yeah, definitely.
Really?
We noticed how nothing's stagnant, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just like people were losing jobs, everything didn't seem permanent, you know what I mean? So we were like, we need to focus on something that's gonna be standing when everything else seems like it's failing. And you know, we didn't want to depend on anything or anybody else. We wanted something that was gonna just be ours. So that's when we decided to open our studio and just create this world for everyone to be a part of.
Okay. And yeah, you were touching on that. They brought me some gifts, so you know, I have to show that. So they have like a number of things at their studio. Obviously, they do personal training. They you know, they have clothing that they offer at the studio, so definitely take advantage of that.
Yes.
Also they do some cold pressed juices, like fresh. And
we sell them. Yeah, they're but they're from Whitney's Naturals.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people that follow us, they know who Whitney is, and we make sure we like broadcast that through our studio too.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So if you want some of this cold press juice, go by their studio.
It's so good. Freshly made every week for you to come and pick them up.
Yes.
Those were actually just made for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those were freshly
appreciate it. I'm definitely going to tear these up.
Yeah.
Because I love stuff like that. Fresh juice. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
it gives you life.
It's refreshing. It really is. They have a number of different things, from leggings to hoodies and everything like that. So jump. Yes. So take advantage.
Come through.
Yep. And the studio is at 811 Ridge Road, mm-hmm, in Webster.
Yes.
That was an interesting choice. I saw when you guys had a studio. However, in the town of Webster, it is an interesting choice.
Yeah. It wasn't it kind of just happened.
Okay. Yeah. It was. Okay. So ideally, if you think about business, you want to find something that's going to give you a good, like, rate for what you're paying for.
Of course.
Webster gave us a good rate per square foot. So we went with it. We have clients out all around the city. So we figured, like, no matter what, wherever we go, they'll follow, hopefully. That's exactly what happened.
That's great.
I don't think we have clients who actually live in Webster, no, to be honest.
I have one.
One.
She lives in Webster, and I just started with her. But, yeah, majority of our clientele, they come from the city.
Yeah.
That's why, definitely, we do want to
venture out to the city or something in the city. But
for right now, we're good where we are. Yeah, it was like parking's perfect there, kind of. But it's just convenient.
I mean, sometimes you just have to go, you know, wherever it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and in this case, as long as you have a following, like you said, they're going to see you. They see the value in you and what your brand represents and what you have to offer that would improve their lives.
Yeah, exactly.
So at that point, people will come to see you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not only that, but I think it's also another opportunity because you have, you know, once things start to expand a little bit more, you have that place in Webster, you have a whole like audience possibly in Webster or clientele that had no other options. Whereas in the city of Rochester, it can be a little crowded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Like I know a lot of people in the fitness space and that's what they do. Like they're opening up shops and everything like that. So it just gets a little, like, I know a couple people, who do I want to, you know, help out right now and go to right now?
Yeah.
So I think it's actually an advantage that you're in the town of Webster, where's a whole lot of, you know, you have the opportunity to introduce a whole other town.
A different community.
Yep. Yeah. And to the brand, to the name, to, you know, to your services. So I would throw a lot of my money into promoting into the town of Webster because you are what it is out there. You know what I mean? So
you're right.
That's just my thought.
Yeah. It's just at the moment right now, we're like booked.
Oh yeah.
Which is a blessing, but like, that's definitely something we should look into, like maybe further in the year, you know, putting more money into Webster.
When things expand.
Exactly.
And they will. They will. So, you know, just take advantage of all of that. And it's just an outside view. I was like, oh, it's in Webster. That's interesting.
Right.
Like that's what's up.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
We just always looked at it like we wanted to serve our community. We grew up in the city. So we always wanted to just attract like people from where we grew up. And because people in Webster, they have options as well too, though. They have Orange Theory. They're used to having you know, those private studios more so. But you are right. In the city, they are starting to expand and have a lot more options there too.
So so let's dive into that too, because that's another thing that I like to let my listeners know. Like, what part of the city are you from?
The east side.
The east side?
Yeah.
Right? So give me a little bit of insight on your upbringing. Because like for me, it's like, especially in a city like Rochester, right? In the inner city, because I also grew up on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like there's not a whole lot of opportunity for us, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are stuck in that mindset. It's like, you know what? This is my life. This is going to be my life when I die, blah, blah, blah. And that's just what they stick to. So it's kind of cool to see you ladies grew up in, you know, similar areas I did, like actually think like much bigger than what we were exposed to. So how did that come about?
I feel like we had no option.
Like, yeah, I think we were never comfortable. And I think that comes from our mother, in a sense. We've always seen her work so hard. Mm-hmm. And she was a single mother. We didn't have, like, a full family. So it was literally just us and my mom. And she just showed us that there's no reason to quit. Just keep going, no matter.
There's no excuses to not be happy.
Like, yeah.
You can do exactly what you want to do.
People had it different, you know, growing up. Some people had it better than us. And we just continued to see our mom keep striving for more. And then without having to depend on anybody at that point, at any point, actually. Mm-hmm. So then we were like, okay, well, we can't settle either. No. So we just continue to keep growing. And I think we do it for her as well. You know, we do it so she could be more, you know, proud of us, and never, we never want to let her down.
Yeah. Right. Of course. Mm-hmm. I have like, all of my siblings are into so many different things and different aspects, but
yeah.
I just remember like growing up, like I like that your mother was the driving force in the way that you think, right?
Yeah, all the way. Mm-hmm.
Like my family, and it's not a knock on them, but my family were just like let's just call it the family business, right? It's just like you get into the family business, mm-hmm. and then that's pretty much the way out. And mm-hmm. I was similar to you ladies, where it just never felt like that's what I was meant to do, mm-hmm. you know, or who I was meant to be. And it felt like it was very strange for me.
Yeah.
So I didn't follow that path. And I spent a long time trying to figure out, like, who the hell
am I? Yeah.
Who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? Because a lot of the personalities that I grew up with were, you know, that same type of mentality, that same thought. And that's what they did. And it never felt right to me. So yeah.
mm-hmm.
It was cool that you were able to, like, beat those odds and still think much, much bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a transition phase, though. It took us a little while to figure out exactly what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like I said, we were always into fitness, but we didn't know exactly where to go with it.
Right.
There were, like, a few options. Like, yeah. And then, obviously, it's like, oh, shoot, we're doing exactly everything we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sell clothes, do fitness, eventually grow into other things as well.
Yeah.
That's great. So you never really were into the fashion industry. It was just
so
by chance
we modeled,
that you were like, yeah. doing that a little bit.
We modeled quite a bit, I guess, growing up, because we were twins and, you know, people wanted us to model and we enjoyed it. Fashion, like I said, we just liked dressing up. We just love, like, sometimes, I guess, like now it's like we train all the time. We're
right,
like,
we're
yeah,
always
right, dressing up.
Gym
but when we have the opportunity, we do enjoy dressing up. So it was never... But it was never something we were like, oh, we're going to open up a big clothing store, or we want to be the biggest, like, fashion designers or anything of that sort. But now where we're at now, we're like, oh, okay, well, we definitely need to push this because we enjoy giving, you know, making women feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, and mm-hmm. I feel like our clothes express that. We want clothes that are comfortable no matter what you're doing. Like I said, we're dressed up in our clothes right now, but you can also dress down with it, with the leggings, and go to the gym and put your hoodie on, or just yeah. lounge around the house with the clothes on. It's meant for everything. So yeah. that's what we enjoy, you know, giving to the people that buy from us.
Okay.
So we don't want to stop doing that. I feel like it's something definitely we're going to continue
yeah,
to
definitely.
Push.
I think
if
it's,
anything.
I think it's definitely smart. To do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah.
it's definitely, especially like now with Instagram, TikTok, like all social media. It's mm-hmm. not real, no.
I just wanted to just touch it.
With TikTok, social media, all that stuff, like it's like, so. I don't want to say easy. I don't want to say easy just to promote your stuff, because it really isn't. It takes a lot of effort, but it's an opportunity to get mm-hmm. your stuff further
yes.
than the neighborhood.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
You know
there's
I mean?
Tons of opportunities mm-hmm. now. There's no excuses.
None whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then you took it the step further, and like you said, it's like material. It's you know,
yeah.
it's almost like a lot of people go. I don't know what like your process is for like picking out your clothes
yeah.
and like and you know and like. Actually, take us through that if you can.
Yeah.
Whatever you can share. Because
yeah.
Most people kind of go to a place that sells
wholesale
mm-hmm. and then they just kind of slap their logo on
right.
it. It doesn't
yeah.
seem like
we
that's what you guys are doing.
We didn't want
that.
It to be.
Yeah.
We definitely do wholesale because of the amount that we purchase, but we didn't want it to look like something that you could just find elsewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think what we keep in mind when we're looking for our pieces is what we want to wear,
mm-hmm.
what we know we'll feel comfortable in, we'll feel sexy in, we'll feel like we want to put it on.
Okay.
And then we go from there. It's not always easy. We almost sometimes have to settle for what's available, but we make it work.
We came up with the design of the hoodie, and we came up with the design of the leggings. We came up with the design of the bra. And then they printed it on for us. They did everything for us.
Mm. We picked the colors too.
We picked the exact colors.
There probably isn't another like fitness line that
has these exact colors.
Like that exact color.
They're very nice.
Like the
nice.
Three colors.
Like the earth tones kind of thing. I like that. Because you'll see like a lot of bolder, bright colors. Like fitness stuff.
Yeah. We don't like that. So.
Yeah. It's not always a good look.
No.
it's good for the gym, all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
We wanted to do something where you could wear it all year round.
Every day.
Doesn't matter what season it is. You could just still throw it on.
So basically what we do is we reach out to specific vendors that we've probably worked with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of tell them what we want. They make up samples for us. They send it over to us. We approve it or we not approve it. We tell them what adjustments that need to be made. And then as soon as the final concept comes out is when we invest into the product. And then, they send it to us. This was our biggest shipment. So it took a while. We actually had samples for a few months. And we,
it took us a while.
Yeah, we released the samples and showed people what was to come. And then COVID, obviously, delayed the process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, thankfully, it came right on time. I think it came, like, the first week of January. So now it's flying. And we're so excited about it.
And we still have more.
Yeah, our first week, we did really good. Our first week, we got into our second week, and we did a sip and shop just this weekend. And now, there's more to come. So, and it's still available. So if you want to come and shop, you can shop online or at the studio.
Let them know. What's your website?
It's EE. Honestly, it's so sad. I don't know it by heart because I just click on it. Whitney, what is it? It's EE Fitness.
.com
eFitness.com.
Yeah. Obviously, we haven't mastered that part yet.
That's okay.
We literally do the training and everything else.
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I must say, though, that I did get the hoodie and I put it on, and I was definitely, like, very impressed on the materials. It's obvious that they handpicked these items. It's not like your typical Gildan hoodie that just gets a print.
That's not what it is.
It really is not. It's super comfortable. It's super like lightweight.
Soft.
It's soft. It's great, great material. So I definitely recommend going copping that because it's worth it for sure. So I always like to throw in like some random stupid little questions, but before we get into the real question, if you had any superpower, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Be at different places at one time. Like
be an ultimate multitasker.
Even though I have a twin, but I just wish that I could just do more at like any given time.
What would you do with that power?
Like all those places?
Yeah.
I'll be in different time zones, different area codes. I don't know. Just being able to do more. I feel like there's definitely not enough hours in a day.
There's
like
not.
Right now at the moment, like we're consuming a lot of our time in the studio. If I could be like on vacation half the time, that would be nice too.
To kind of ease the mind at the same time while you're like, working.
Just balance. Yeah. That would be key to balance.
Yeah.
Just being everywhere.
Yeah.
At the same time.
What would my superpower be?
Probably read people's minds.
I was just gonna say, like, be invisible so I can know how people really feel about me, or like not only me but just like how people really are in a sense.
Yeah,
because sometimes I hate wondering. Yeah, I want to know.
I used to want that power, like not necessarily but like being able to like hear people's minds.
Yeah,
I don't think I want that anymore.
That would drive me nuts.
After social media,
right?
Oh,
like I don't want to hear what's on your mind.
Yeah, it's like shut up.
Right.
Sometimes.
I don't want. It would be scary to know what people are thinking, because like especially like this past year has been a huge eye opener on what people think, like when they think that they're hiding behind a screen, and it's.
Well, maybe be invisible without hearing might be better.
Just like watching
just
what they
see
do.
See their actions. Yeah.
Be a bug on the wall.
Yeah.
Just like a little bug on the wall. Don't even know what they're talking
about.
That's
what about
one.
You?
What superpower would I have?
Because I know you ask this question frequently, so you probably went through your phases with this answer.
I honestly, it changes depending on like my situation currently
at the moment,
in life.
Yeah.
I would probably want the ability to just like almost kind of like what you want, like to split myself. I just don't want to split myself because I don't know how that would affect me actually intaking certain memories. But I would want to like jump from from area to area. I want to teleport. I don't need a car. I just want to.
That's
like
a
right
one.
Now. Oh, we're done. Okay. All right, I'll see you guys next time. Boom, and then I'm just appear wherever I gotta go.
Yeah.
Because that is a time saver. You know how much time we spend in a car.
Oh my gosh.
You know.
Or like if there's like a superpower where you could just like get ready like really quick.
Yeah. Just.
Because I hate getting ready. Like it takes so long sometimes. Like I could take a nap and then wake up the way I want to wake up. And
what was
just
that
go.
Movie? Clueless, and she had like the little.
Yeah, the button. The button to like switch her.
Oh, that. I need that.
Yeah.
Longer naps, longer sleep time.
Oh my God, that would be nice. I have kids. I don't know what naps are anymore.
Oh man.
So that's what it's like.
That's what it's like.
I don't know if I want to give that up yet.
You don't know whether you're going to sleep right that night. Or you're definitely not going to be able to pick it up the next morning unless they take a nap.
Yeah.
And Lord knows how long that's going to be for. Right. Yeah, so think about all that stuff while you're young and you know what I mean. Like,
oh, we've thought it through. We just got a dog, and it's really like,
oh yeah.
But he sleeps with us. If we want to take a nap, he'll take a nap.
Right.
And
dogs are a little different.
Yeah.
People kind of frown when you leave your kid in a cage at home and you go do what you.
We don't
do
even leave him in a cage. It's really bad.
No.
Yeah, it's really bad. Oh, he has separation anxiety.
He's
living the life.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. You should have brought him through.
I wanted to, but he would have distracted us.
Oh,
he would have been pulling your camera cords. Whitney would have been stressed back here. It would have been bad.
We would have closed the door. We would have figured something out. We would have got him.
That whole camera would have tilted over, and then we would have had to bring it back up. Like, hey, sorry, room messed up this whole room.
That's all right. We've seen a lot worse. So trust me when I tell you, like, this one is, knock on wood, going through pretty smoothly. I've had the ones that did
nice.
Not.
Oof.
And yeah, those are hard to come back from. But it's okay. So that is a little glimpse into parenthood. A little glimpse.
Okay.
However,
well, I don't want it then. Not yet.
Small,
I'm not
small
ready.
Glimpse. Because when you see a little face that looks
oh
like
my God.
You
I can't
tend to
imagine.
Spoil them. Yeah. And let me tell you, that's it right there.
That's
now you let them sleep with mommy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're 2-3 years old and don't want to sleep by themselves.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's
those are
it's
like permanent things you can't change, right?
Right, right.
It's like I would overthink it. Like, oh my God, like I'm raising this human being. Everything that I do mm-hmm. is going to impact his life.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah,
let me be
three.
Careful as to what I tell him, what I do around him. And then I'll be like, whatever, I'm stressed. I'm just going to do it, whatever.
Right.
Whatever
no, you trust me, you figure it out. And you ladies are driven, so I wouldn't recommend it at this point of your lives for sure. however, when I was younger, I wasn't as driven as you ladies, right? I wasn't really doing much with my life until my daughter was born. At that point, I was like, I should probably really do something, but what the hell is that?
Yeah.
So I had gotten into fitness and everything. So
nice.
That kind of put me in the space that I needed to be to get my mind where I needed to go.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So for some people, that is the driving force that that enables them to be a little bit more thoughtful on how their life impacts others.
Yes.
Yeah, their purpose. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that was mine. But definitely, like, sometimes I look back at it and go, man, if I had one at 20, he would probably be about 17 right now.
And it'd be a lot easier.
I could still do what I gotta do, whatever. But yeah, and it would, but anyway. but no, so my next question is, where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
We'll be
10 years,
36.
10 years from now. It's a long time.
It is a
long
time.
It's a
long
time, and a lot of things can happen. But where do you envision yourself, you know, at that point? Like in life, you know, as far as business, whatever it may be.
Do you want
to So, it'll definitely be bringing our brand to that time frame of our life, right? So we're younger right now, 26. We're training clients. We're doing everything we can to serve the community.
Yeah.
We would love to still serve the community, but probably in a different way.
Yeah, definitely something more like
therapeutic.
Yeah.
We're thinking more of like a clubhouse kind of setting where women will come, like some sort of retreat
mm-hmm.
where women would come, feel empowered to be active, to do healthy things for themselves. You know, maybe a spa, maybe a massage therapist, like that kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Just like own some land and just have a hub for women. Even men can come too.
Yeah, definitely.
And just something where somewhere people could just relax and just mm-hmm. do whatever they want to do. And with our brand, like, you know, obviously
flowing incorporated.
Yeah.
Most likely be parents, moms.
Yeah,
mom, but like, life at 36.
Yeah.
I would love to be a mom at 36.
Yeah. By then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it might slow down by 36. So we would definitely want something not as like train, like having appointments all day. Yeah. Something more relaxed.
Maybe so, where we could bring the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Incorporate kids into our brand as well. Awesome.
I think you're in the right path because, like you're saying, like you don't want to be tied down to a schedule every day. However, you're starting that, right? You have your clothes. Mm-hmm. You have other little ventures that are tied into the EE Fitness brand.
Yeah.
When that gets a little bit more traction, that is another source of income that now you're less reliant on like the client stuff and the training, you know, to bring in that capital. So, I think you're on that path.
Yeah. It's just going to take a lot of work to get there. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh yeah. Everyone says it's nice to have money. No one ever talks about the work that it takes to get to that point.
Definitely. So, takes a lot of work.
And 10 years is a very long time. There's going to be a lot of changes. In 1 year, there's been so many changes.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm like, we've done so much in a year. Can you imagine where our brand's going to be in 10 years, you know?
I want to just keep the spark. Like, I don't want it to just die down.
I think it won't. Honestly, like, I feel like we're passionate people and we, like, everything happens pretty organically. So I don't think it will.
I think if anything, I don't think it'll die down. I think, though, interest starts elsewhere.
Shifting. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So with interest shifting, you may just find yourself in this business is still going, you know, you still mind that this part of the business. However, your brain is like now elsewhere. On this part, this part of that brand, or maybe a different brand while this one is still going.
Yeah.
You never know. Definitely. 10 years is a long time.
It is.
But it's good to see that at least, you know, it's in the air. It's in the thought. I like to ask that question because of that. Like, even if you're not thinking that far ahead, it's like sparking that thought like, man.
But you know what feels good? That like maybe if you would have asked us this probably like 2 years ago, I would have no clue. Now that you asked us this, it's like I have an idea. So that feels good. Yeah.
That's great.
Or maybe if you were to have asked us that, we probably would have said a studio.
Yeah. We definitely would have said.
Yeah. Because we always said we wanted one. So. And now it's like, all right, we have it. Now what?
Yeah.
And so, all right. So let everybody know, like, just go ahead, tell them about the business, like where they can find you, where they can reach you.
Okay. It's eefitnessapparel.com
to purchase our apparel with me. But, so to physically find us, it's 811 Ridge Road, Webster, New York, 14580.
Suite 104.
And that's where you can find our juices, our meals, and our apparel. And on top of that, come train with us. At the moment, we're taking clients for groups, 101s, and online.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun in there. It's like our playground.
Yeah, so you can literally come at any time. You can contact us via Instagram, _ EE Fitness. You can find us on there. Let us know when you plan on coming through and we'll meet you there. We literally live like 5 minutes away. So we'll be able to assist you with anything that you need. And we'll come with open arms. So don't be nervous to come in. We take everyone. So
you can find boxing there. We have some weights in there.
Yeah, and it's not only for women. We are training men as well now. Mm-hmm. So
do they have to set up like a, do they have to get on an appointment and get on your schedule?
Definitely. Yeah. Like when she says just stop by, obviously you can come and have like a consultation. But we definitely do everything by appointment, especially for COVID. We can't just have people walking.
Yeah.
So we still have like some slots like on Sundays where you can stop by and like come have fun with us. But at the moment, like for 101s, we are booked, but we will be taking people in February.
Definitely.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. But ladies, that is the show.
That's it. We've been here for like so 3 hours.
That is the show. But guys, I just want to thank you ladies, obviously, for coming by.
Thank you.
Hanging out with me. the awesome, awesome gifts. They got me a hoodie.
Yes.
You know,
we spoiled him.
Yes.
So
yes,
just
definitely.
To let you know, if you come on this show, you got to spoil him.
For real. Show love. Dang.
There's a lot of effort that goes into this stuff.
Exactly. He's going to edit this. We're going to be all over his Instagram.
For sure.
That's
for
important.
Sure. But once again, thank you guys. Thank you, Whitney.
Yes, thank you, Whitney.
Thank you, Whitney.
it's so important to have a team, and they obviously have a nice tight team that keeps the cogs going, you know, and it's definitely a great brand. Obviously, like, it's all legit.
Mm-hmm.
Feels good on the skin. The ladies are, it seems like the ladies are loving the leggings.
They can't take them off. Men's line coming soon.
Men's line coming soon. Look at that. But guys, as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for checking us out. If you enjoyed this episode or any other episode, please have your friends rate and review, subscribe.
Yes, I'm subscribed.
Follow us now on YouTube. This is going to be thrown up on YouTube as well. And I love you guys.
Yes, we love you too.
Peace.
Thanks for watching. Crazy.
You're on the right path. The Asylum Podcast. Welcome to the Asylum Podcast.